But first, we have to start off with some sad news. It was it happened, or the news went out late Friday evening. The late, great, legendary Antonio Inoki has unfortunately passed away at 79 years of age. Ironically, the day he passed away was also the 60th anniversary of his in-ring debut. Yeah, I mean, anybody that doesn't know about all the things Antonio Inoki did, I mean, just, the match or fight with Ali, creating New Japan and being a trailblazer over in Japan, and the collision in Korea, which I talked about with Scott Steiner, 190,000 people over 3 days.
Philip, you should go down and pick up the name you just dropped.
I don't think I should, but yeah, I
Wow, you're just
mean,
gonna leave Scott Steiner sitting there on the ground?
no. He. I
I don't
didn't.
think he would like that.
I didn't drop a name, but man, he just
No
he,
one put
he's
Scott
up there.
Steiner in the corner.
He's up there, huh? No, but seriously, it's unfortunate that Antonio Inoki is no longer with us. They talked about it on SmackDown. They even mentioned that he did win the WWE Championship, but it wasn't actually recognized by WWE. So things, I like to see things like that on WWE programming, acknowledgement of history. Brandon, we'll start with you. Thoughts on the passing of Mr. Inoki?
Yeah, it's sad. We kind of knew his health was diminishing over these last few years. But as you said, he's one of the most well-known people in Japanese sports, or in well, I guess Japanese and sports in general over there. And just a super complicated, controversial, quote-unquote, figure. And he went into politics. As you said, he did the North Korea show, and he managed to get hostages out of Iran or Iraq or Afghanistan, whatever. So, I mean, Antonio Inoki has done it all. And I know kind of in this day and age of wrestling, maybe people probably know who he is, but I don't think they really quite understand like how big of a deal he is. And yeah, just, an absolute legend and one of the most recognizable and important names in Japanese wrestling. And 2022 continues to just be a crazy year full of just big time news.
Absolutely, Mr. Brian Tronick.
It's pretty sad. I remember Antonio Inoki seeing him. I believe it was Bash at the Beach 94. I forgot exactly what he was doing there. I know that they were awarding him with something. I don't know, like some like Hall of Fame. I don't know, something, but it was pretty big. Yeah, just sad news, especially like you said, it was like the anniversary of his debut, right? In-ring debut or something like that.
Yes. And they
Yeah,
also,
so.
his personal YouTube channel, they put out a video of him on the day that was taken or recorded the day he died. So you do get to see really, I don't know if those were his final words, but some of his final words. Katie, do you have any familiarity with the late great Antonio Inoki?
Unfortunately, I do not. All I know is that I feel for his family, and he leaves behind a really prominent legacy.
Absolutely. I mean, he was a fantastic competitor, a straight shooter, didn't take ish from anybody. Let me go to his wiki and let me read some off let me read some of the accomplishments. Let's see. What's Antonio Inoki? Let's see. All right. Mixed martial arts. He had a political career. In wrestling, he did a lot. He had a boxing run as well. That's amazing. 2004, he was awarded the Luthez Award for the Cauliflower Alley Club. He was inducted into the Luthez Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame in 2005, International Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame last year. Let's see what else. What else? I know he was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, I believe, in 2010. WCW Hall of Fame in 1995. Brian, and that's what you were alluding to.
That's
Yeah.
right. That's right.
He was the WWE champion one time. It wasn't recognized. He was also the WWE martial arts champion twice. That was a title that they had back in the 70s and 80s. He was the first and final champion. So yeah, that's something. Antonio Inoki, an unbelievable career, an astonishing human being, a great performer, and he will be truly missed.